Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Dr. Lars Landers. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me this
Can
morning.
I call you Lars?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So, could you tell us a little bit about your background? What do you do?
Absolutely. I'm originally from Washington State, and like many of my former military folks, I lived all over the place on my way to Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
How I got here was went to school for a few years in Washington, and then I joined the Army right away because I swore I was never going to go back to school.
Yeah. We never like the place we grow up in, do we?
Well, yeah, we don't appreciate it while we're there.
Right,
as much.
That's
it's
the thing.
The norm.
Yeah.
But I bounced around all over the United States and ended up in Florida for school, and then work brought me up to Massachusetts from Florida. I've been here since 2017.
Okay, and tell us about your work. You have a lot of initials behind your name, so tell us about that.
Yes, so my doctorate is in chiropractic, mm-hmm. and what that allowed me to do is expand my education base into board certifications in neurology and electrodiagnosis,
mm-hmm.
As well as being a certified medical examiner. But the work that I do now focuses primarily on using my neurology expertise to help now at Clear Path for Veterans New England, veterans with a history of traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, and military sexual trauma.
Yes, and this is very, very important work that you do, so I really want to talk more about this when we come back. You are listening to WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Dr. Lars Larsen. Landers, excuse me, I'm sorry that I keep messing your name up.
Oh, that's okay. Actually,
Landers, and I'm just going to call you Lars, Dr.
Yeah.
Lars. And so we were talking about what you do at Clear Path for Veterans, which is so important. So let's dive into that. Tell us about your work there.
Yes, thanks. So Clear Path, for anybody who doesn't know, is a veteran service organization in Fort Devens. We have a huge facility with a ton of programs there, all designed to provide services to veterans free of charge. If I could impart one idea of what Clear Path is meant to be, when veterans come there, often for the first time, they say, I wish this had been available when I got out of the military.
Uh-huh.
And that's our intent, is to provide a place for veterans to have a community together, to maximize reintegration, and to leave those other chapters behind in a healthy way.
I see. How long has Clear Path been around?
So there's an original Clear Path location in New York that's about 11 years old, I believe.
Okay.
Our location in New England is, I believe, started at Fort Devens in 2017. I've been involved loosely since 2019.
All right.
And then there was a renovation of the old Army Hospital there, which is where we occupy that space.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the NeuroFit program is one of the programs at Clear Path.
Okay.
I run the NeuroFit program, and the way I would describe it is, it's neuro rehabilitation for veterans with the histories that I described earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We know that extreme stress and trauma of any kind can change brain function by physically altering the makeup of our internal neural connections,
oh, okay.
which is how we do anything. Neural connections are how we regulate emotion. It's how we coordinate movement. It's how we make memories and retrieve them.
Okay.
Anything you are or think you are is a result of that neural network connectivity.
Right.
And when it is altered by trauma and stress, we need a way to get in there and challenge the brain to rebuild and repair and improve those networks, which is 100% how our brains work.
Oh, okay.
So the NeuroFit program is designed to use tools and technology and techniques that have been developed that weren't possible in the past because we simply didn't have the technology,
mm-hmm.
To challenge the brain so that it sees that it needs to build better ways to do things.
Okay.
And then we see a lot of functional improvement in all of those areas I described as well.
Okay. I'm getting this picture of Dr. Frankenstein. He's alive.
Right.
You know, but it's not that, right?
It's not, although it is a fun comparison.
Yeah.
I don't wear the white coat at work just
for that
reason.
You don't wear a white coat, okay.
But it is cutting edge, this concept that we can modify the way our brains perform by changing the internal structure. This is called neuroplasticity. It's the quality of the brain that allows us to learn any new material or to refine any skill. And developmentally, most of it takes place in our younger years.
Yes, I've actually studied this in relation to education, because everyone knows I'm an educator, but I have not studied it as far as, you know, adults concerned.
Yeah, and so, you know, some people are more familiar with the concept of stroke recovery, for instance.
Yes.
Say you lose complete function in one limb.
Mm-hmm.
You can rehabilitate some or all of that function back if you use these principles.
Okay.
But where the NeuroFit program goes farther is we recognize that a lot of symptoms that correlate with dysfunction in the brain that are considered mental health symptoms, like anxiety and depression,
right,
will improve if we work on rehabilitating the overall function of the brain. Because those emotional expressions, they are a function of areas of the brain, and there are other areas of the brain that are designed to inhibit those or tell them when to express.
All right.
So our techniques
just
try. I was
just
gonna
ask you about,
yeah.
Does it hurt? What
do
you do?
Oh my goodness, yeah. No, so just consider it brain exercises.
Okay.
So anything that the brain finds challenging. So our bodies are involved.
Okay.
Just to maximize the difficulty of the task involved. But think one of our tools involves clapping along to a metronome and receiving objective feedback about your performance.
Oh.
One of our tools called transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS, you can look it up. They've found that a very tiny amount of electrical current applied to functional areas of the brain can help to improve plasticity and performance and prioritize neurochemical response in those areas. So the long and short of it is,
mm-hmm.
we've worked very hard to figure out how to exercise the brain so that it says, okay, based on how that went today, I would like for it to go better tomorrow, and it starts to build. And that's how our brains have always worked, but we're just capitalizing on it now.
Ah, oh, fantastic. This is so interesting to me. I could see applications in all kinds of areas.
Yes, and thankfully my passion is in working with patient populations who have been told this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh.
Until you've tried an approach like this, you really can't know what maximum improvement looks like. And it's not the end-all be-all for every patient either.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do equate it to working on the engine of the car before you polish the mirrors.
All right. If, say, I was a patient of yours and I had these problems that you described, how many sessions would it take for me to be better?
Great question. So every brain is different. Every trauma is different, and there are different kinds of damage that can have taken place as well. So the generic formula is you would come in for a baseline assessment. We will find out where your neural function is on day one.
Okay.
Then we go to work aiming these tools at particularly the areas of dysfunction, but general brain performance as well.
Okay.
You'll come in for an initial 10 treatments as close together as possible. So if I could see you Monday through Friday 1 week, Monday through Friday the next week, and then we would do a reassessment after that.
Oh.
Each session is between 30 and 60 minutes because we want to hit your brain with enough principles of initiating neuroplastic change that it really has no choice in the matter. It will have to go to work in building new networks.
Ah.
And then after we reassess, the three possibilities are, one, we've achieved maximum improvement, and
okay.
now we need to strategize how you're going to use your new brain function.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we've made progress, we need more. And three, if we determine along the way that it's not a good fit treatment-wise, then that's our opportunity to say, here's what I recommend instead.
I see. Wow, this is so interesting to me. And I can see how people would benefit from what you're describing. We're going to talk more about this. You are listening to WLPZ 95.1 FM. And if you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. We're in the studio with me. I have Dr. Lars Landers. I got your name right that time.
Perfect.
Okay. We are talking about what he provides at Clear Path for Veterans, which is the NeuroFit program, and going into more detail about how this benefits people. We were talking off air about, I know what the research that I've read for the young children, and you were talking more about what happens when people are hit with these very traumatic experiences. So talk a little bit more about that, please.
Sure, absolutely. So essentially, there are areas of the brain that are in charge of specific functions. They are capable of performing these functions based on the pools of neurons that they're connected to and where those pathways go. For instance, there's a part of my brain that tells my left toe to wiggle, right?
Yeah.
And that is, there's a brain map involved in that, that is assigned to that area. But if something were to come in and disrupt it,
mm-hmm.
Either the pathway or that body of neurons that's in charge of telling those muscles to fire, then because of the nature of neuroplasticity, if we can figure out the right challenges, which we're getting very good at, you can demonstrate to the brain that it could take up that function with a different pool, or it could reach out and make new connections of neurons,
mm-hmm.
or workarounds, potentially, to ask the brain to build this function back in just by remodeling that neural network.
Okay.
So in the case of trauma, extreme stress, that over the long term degrades a lot of connections in our brain between the frontal lobe and the limbic system, which is in charge of emotional expression, for
mm-hmm.
instance. And so if we can get in there and repair a lot of those connections, we can reassign that control.
Okay. And so what used to be your response now becomes a new norm.
Yes. So in the context of post-traumatic stress, when which obviously we see a lot of that in the veteran population.
Right.
In the case of post-traumatic stress, your body, in a survival response, reassigns responses to stress.
Okay.
So what was appropriate in a traumatic experience
mm-hmm.
as a survival response is no longer appropriate, but it's still happening with decreased stimuli.
Okay.
So what we would have to do in that case is give your brain the opportunity to practice a different way of reacting through these types of treatments. Give it alternate pathways or alternate responses, and then practice them so thoroughly that they become the strongest and most robust behaviors. And then what that allows to happen is we take energy away from the inappropriate responses because they're no longer the strongest ways to do things. And eventually, they will go away entirely to some extent. We know the science shows that there's a finite amount of energy
mm-hmm.
that the neuron can send down the pathway. So when you redirect it, reprioritize it, the lack of stimulation down the other pathway will cause it to atrophy for the most part.
So besides that clapping that you told us about before, could you describe another way that you would do this?
Absolutely. So the metronome activities, they hit a lot of the requirements for achieving neuroplastic change,
uh-huh.
like intensity and frequency. We can do tens of thousands of repetitions with that activity, for instance, in a relatively short period of time. But the other activities that are just as valid, we have computerized static posturography, which you could just call a balance plate. essentially.
I know all about balance in yoga.
Yeah, exactly. So it would be interesting to put you on the balance plate and have the computer show us objectively where your function is.
Ah.
Where yours is practiced every day, you might be, you know, the case study for perfect balance. Whereas if somebody has received a type of injury that's affected those mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
And there are several that keep us upright and steady.
Yes.
Then we can use that not only to identify where the dysfunction is, but also to train it back in. Because once the brain is able to identify where it has dysfunction, it immediately goes to work trying to fix it.
I got it. So everything that you provide at Clear Path for Veterans is just for veterans, is that correct?
That's correct. And because we're a service organization that is funded via donations and grants and more, we're able to provide all of these services free of charge to veterans.
Fantastic.
One of the favorite my favorite things to say to veterans is that you already paid. It just was with your service.
I got it. So, and you also told me that it's also for the family of veterans.
That's correct.
Are some instances.
Yes, so veterans and immediate family members
are
invited to participate in most, if not all, of the programs at ClearPath.
Okay.
NeuroFit, I'm aware that I can treat veterans and immediate family members. There are other departments within ClearPath that help with housing insecurity and occupational help and food insecurity. So they may have some tweaks to who can participate, but for the most part, if not entirely, it's veterans and family members.
And what is the service area?
So from Fort Devens, which is about 15 minutes from here, we're called Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Right.
I asked my people at work, how am I going to respond to this when I get asked? Because
okay.
I have my blinders on about NeuroFit. Essentially, if you can make it to Clear Path within the New England area, then you are entitled to services if you're a veteran or family member.
Oh my gosh, that's a pretty big area.
That's correct. And we have plans to expand access to ClearPath by setting up more locations over time too.
Wow, okay. If people are interested who are listening right now, how can they get in touch with ClearPath for Veterans?
Well, it's very easy to find ClearPath for Veterans New England online. Quick
okay.
Google search, and then we also have Facebook presence. And then the way to get a hold of me directly, if you have any questions about neurology in general, if you have questions about participation in ClearPath programs or specifically NeuroFit,
mm-hmm.
my email address is llanders@clearpathne.org.
Okay, and I will post that on my Facebook page as well. Dr. Landers, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us about your important work.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are streaming live on WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. I want to thank my special guest today, Dr. Lars Landers from Clear Path for Veterans Northeast, for talking to us about NeuroFit. It's such an important work that he's doing. Please stay tuned next week when my special guest will be Tamara Zencraft from Zencraft Healing Arts. Until then, love and peace. Have a wonderful week. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM, streaming live on WLPZ.org.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.